It's Saturday, December 22nd, and the world hasn't ended. But as popular culture interprets Mayan lore, the world was to have ended yesterday. An exhibition at the Penn Museum in Philadelphia aimed to dispel this myth and to provide a clearer picture of who the Maya were and are. Maya 2012's curator is Loa Traxler.
The ancient Maya were absolutely fascinated by numerology and the way that they use their own calendars to really project time, tremendous periods in the future and into the past. And what we know as scholars who explore the Maya in both their ancient cultural expression as well as contemporary Maya life today is that all these different calendars and the intricacies of planetary movements and things that just fascinated ancient Maya priests, those helped give shape to their lives and their kingdoms and the roles of their kings, who were really these lords of time. How we in North America in the 21st century take those ideas and add to them ideas that come from our own Judeo-Christian traditions or other kinds of fascinations with millennials and other kinds of events that come in our life, that's really an interesting story. How do we add to something that was clearly from the ancient past? How do we understand our own society and project onto ancient times things that are really our own obsession?
Isn't that really our obsession with history, though, that we want the past to explain our present and indeed our future in all aspects of history? And isn't that a rather trivial use for all of this stuff that happened before us?
Well, one of the fascinating things here in our museum and in many institutions is to help give shape to our own contemporary society and life. And it's a pretty natural, you know, natural human inclination to look for clarity and inspiration and certainty, particularly in days like we have now, where there's a lot of uncertainty in the world. So it's pretty natural, and it's very much around the world, that people tend to look for signs. They tend to look for indications of what will come. And we tend to have a real interest in pulling, you know, ancient insights and inspirations from ancient people to help give shape to what we expect will happen. But in Maya 2012, we really want our visitors to understand that the Maya calendar system in all its intricacies has a natural relationship with our own Gregorian calendar. And the cycles of time that play out and that come to this amazing calendar date have a real important role in ancient times. They have an important role in contemporary Maya life as well, but they don't, to us, indicate polar reversals or arrival or return of aliens or any of those things that some sources in the media would encourage people to anticipate.
The other myth, and you mentioned it just a moment ago, is you mentioned contemporary Mayans, and I guess that's the other myth, that they are an ancient and extinct people.
Well, and part of what we feel is particularly important for this exhibition is to give our visitors and the public here in Philadelphia a greater sense of the Maya are with us today. The Maya civilization, which began to take shape in 2000 BC and had a tremendous cultural fluorescence during what scholars often call the classic period from 250 to 900 AD. All of that amazing cultural sophistication and engineering and sophisticated mathematics and calendar systems that really characterize the classic Maya period, that, of course, went through tremendous transformations. People often talk about the collapse of Maya civilization. That was a period of tremendous change in ancient times that occurred from 800 to 900 AD. But out of that, Maya culture still very much continued. And while there were real political changes, the Maya people are a tremendously resilient cultural group in the Americas. And they continued on in a very expansive kind of development, engaging with other societies throughout Mesoamerica in the pre-Columbian past. And when the Spanish arrived, that brought another time of transformation and challenge and, of course, devastating loss of life and cultural transformations due to conquest. But even beyond that, the Maya story continues. So through early colonial periods and historical times, which the visitor can explore as they walk through the exhibition, Maya culture continues to this day. And in the Americas, there are 7 million Maya people who live in our contemporary world. And they have a real sense of cultural identity, and they have genuine opinions about what will happen in December of 2012. And what we're excited about in this exhibition is that we give the visitor an opportunity to hear directly from Maya people today, to hear what they think is important about being a Maya person, how they view the future and what happens in January of 2013 as far more important than all of the apocalyptic hoop-de-doo that's being connected with the calendar turn in December of 2012. They're really looking toward a new period, a time of optimism, a time when they're most focused on the cultural legacy and heritage in their own communities. What are the prospects for their children, for their communities, and how do they have a bigger say in the politics of their own countries and in their role as cultural heritage here in the Americas?
Loa Traxler, the curator of Maya 2012, Lords of Time. It's at the Penn Museum in Philadelphia through January 13th.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.